When your horse heads into the barn for cooler weather, so does the stink. Bye-bye odor doesn't just mask smells, it breaks down ammonia and bad odors with real science. Fresher stalls, healthier lungs, happier horses. Get yours at spalding-labs.com. For a limited time, new members can save 20% on any U.S. Rider membership during our Black Friday promotion with code BFUSR25. Just go to usrider.org and enter code BFUSR25.
All the articles you have come to love in Equimanagement magazine are now available on the Equimanagement on Audio podcast. Each article is released as its own separate episode to make them quick and easy to listen to. Just search Equimanagement on Audio on your favorite podcast player to listen to all the latest articles.
Ergonomics for Equine Veterinarians. How to improve your clinic's design to reduce workplace injuries. The daily work of equine veterinary teams is filled with high physical demands. Horses are strong, heavy, and sometimes hard to handle, making the risk of injury ever present. Practices can mitigate these risks by creating a culture that encourages and supports safety, by teaching safe handling techniques, reducing patient stress, and developing effective protocols for each examination and procedure. Beyond the horses and the risks associated with their handling, the daily tasks in an equine practice, such as lifting heavy objects and working long hours with poor body positioning, can cause injury. In this article, we introduce the importance of design considerations for employee safety and injury prevention in an equine hospital. Lameness workups. Lameness workup spaces are important areas of focus because both horses and employees are in motion. When designing a lameness workup space, reduce traffic flow, noise, and distraction from arriving vehicles and horses and other hospital activities. On your hospital's site, direct traffic flow to create the safest and quietest lameness workup area possible. If the hospital is in a climate where freezing occurs, consider covering the lameness examination area to reduce the risk of slip injuries from working on icy pavement. If using concrete, be diligent with its finish texture. The best finish texture for concrete is a medium broom finish. Smooth concrete is far too slippery, and heavy textures reduce the surface area between the hoof and the pavement. Keep the concrete free from standing water. Asphalt may be used for workup areas, but only if the surface is unsealed. Treatment and dental spaces. A hospital should have a set of stocks not only for safe restraint of horses, but also to help support safe and ergonomic working conditions. The doctor and team should be able to work without contorting their bodies. A tie bar on top of the stocks will help position a horse's head during dental procedures. Exam and treatment spaces should be quiet, sound insulated from other areas in the hospital, and large enough to move safely with a horse to avoid injury. These spaces often have rubber flooring to reduce the risk of slipping. Fortunately, rubber materials also help support human bodies and reduce strain from standing. Positioning the human body relative to the horse. Chiropractic and acupuncture treatments require access to the top of a horse's back. For these therapies, the doctor will need to stand on a stool. We recommend stools that comply with OSHA and ANSI standards. These will be rated as heavy duty, but they do not need to be heavy to lift. Aluminum is an excellent material for a step stool because it is both durable and lightweight. Industrial supply distributors such as Grainger and Uline can be good sources for workplace safety compliant step stools. A PIT can be useful for veterinarians performing standing surgical procedures involving the lower limbs. While these PITs are not necessarily common in equine practices, if utilized, they must be constructed to reduce, not increase, hazards by helping the doctor and team work on a lower limb at an ergonomic level. PITs are best combined with stocks to safely restrain the horse. Surgical procedures. Fully anesthetized procedures are risky for both the horse and the staff. We like to involve the surgeon and their team in decision-making to be sure the design is carefully considered, from induction to recovery. Consider whether the horse or the table where the horse is lying moves. It is more ergonomic to move the horse from place to place using a hoist beam and trolley system than it is to move a horse on a table. Keep this in mind when laying out the hoist system. Position the bottom of the hoist beam at a minimum of 13 feet 4 inches above the finished floor. This clearance prevents horses' heads from dragging when they're hoisted. Staff members should not use their body strength to move the horses' bodies any more than necessary. Rubberized flooring is not needed in the surgery room because horses are fully anesthetized. Instead, provide anti-fatigue mats for the surgery team to stand on. Choose medical quality mats that can be fully cleaned and disinfected. Lighting should be mounted overhead, where it can be positioned to avoid shadows and eye strain while remaining out of the way of the hoist system.